Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057. The Fan, Jeremy Kahn, who gets your shovel?
I should give myself a shovel. My dumb ass trying to show you how skinny I got and that I'm wearing a belt, and I never wear belts, and then I pull my headset out and knock the damn thing on the floor. We're coming back trying to plug it in. What an idiot. Well, my shovel goes to this high school that banned this boy from playing boys basketball. This is one of the most ridiculous things, and it's an easy solve. It's a very easy solve. Kid in Arizona was told he can't play boys basketball because of an error on his birth certificate. Parents never recognized it. They accidentally put an F instead of an M on his birth certificate. It said female. And he's been a male his whole life. And when they turned that in, they told him he could only play on the girls basketball team. Which, he has a chance to do one of the funniest things ever, is go out there and win a girls state championship for his girls team. Ugh.
Then who's the bad guy?
Yeah. But, like, this is, it's an easy fix. Put him in with the doctor. You get a physical. Is there a PP? Oh, there is? Then he can play. So, I mean, what are we doing?
So this guy come all the way through school and they're just recognizing it now in high school?
I guess when he played on other teams, he didn't have to show the birth certificate. I don't know.
Really? A rec league?
I mean, I would assume, but this is so ridiculous, or maybe nobody even noticed it. You know, oh, here's his birth certificate. You're looking at it. It's a young boy. You could see it. Well, see him.
Let the boy play.
Hey, what is this? And listen to this. The multi-talented athlete was excluded from the high school basketball tryouts last Tuesday because of a clerical error on his birth certificate. His mother, Becky, says there was a mix-up at the hospital the day he was born. I give them the birth certificate, and they're like, did you know this says female? I was like, oh, man, that's so funny. So he came home. Everyone's laughing. And then we get an email saying he can't play. Are you kidding me? Like, it's such an easy fix instead of doing something this stupid. And I do hope, for his sake, that he goes out and plays girls basketball.
I hope for those girls' sakes that he does it. Then again, maybe he might get run.
And they said he's multi, like, he's a talented ball player. So, anyway.
My shovel goes to Russell Wilson. This is courtesy of NFL.com. The New York Giants veteran quarterback came off the top rope in response to a perceived dig from his former Denver Broncos head coach Sean Payton lambasting him as quote-unquote classless while also referencing the coach's 2012 suspension in a social media post. The quote is, classless but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 years later through the media. Russell, now the Giants' backup, was the team starter. He was benched in favor of Jackson Dart, New York. Now, let me get this straight. You little bitch. This dude embarrassed you, screamed at you, and in your face on the sidelines, totally undressing you. You remember that, Jeremy?
Yep.
And you stood there and you took it. You didn't say a word back when he was sitting there digging in you. Didn't say anything.
He did tweet at the end of the tweet, let's ride.
You said nothing, but now. Ride. That you're thousands of miles away, you come and say, didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 years. You had nothing to say in front of them. And we know these people, Jeremy.
Yeah.
The ones that see you walking down the hall, say nothing, and the minute you leave the room, they talk about you. We know those people.
I can't argue with you on this because he's so unlikable, but I'm actually happy he did this because, you know, John Fox took a shot at him through the media when he said his statement about, yeah, I called the Mara family and told them I was hoping they weren't going to make that switch to Jackson Dart because I think he's the, you know, he took a shot at Russell Wilson, and that's why he chirped back. But John Fox ain't a good dude. All that stuff that went on with the Saints, the pill popping stuff, the stealing of, I mean, come on, man. There's some guys that fell on swords for him. Yes.
Sean Payton.
Yes. Payton, not a good dude. Oh, did I say John Fox?
You said John Fox.
We were talking about the Panthers.
The Panthers.
You and I were talking about the Panthers. Like,
who is John Fox? Is he in a media now? What the hell's going on?
Sean Payton.
I'm not saying he is a good dude, but what I'm saying is this dude berated you on the sidelines. He totally undressed you.
It's easy to say now.
He said all of those things about you when you were with the team. And now you put it on social media. This is your comeback? You little punk. Why do you say that then? I would respect him more if he tweeted this while he was still on the team. I respect him more if they got into a shouting match because he went to his office after that and said, I didn't appreciate that. This dude, you were an NFL veteran. You were a guy at the time when you first went to that team we thought was on his way to going to the Hall of Fame. And you let this coach undress you on the sidelines. And if you're that type of guy that takes that, you can't be that type of guy later on that tweets this. You can't be both.
He had a couple of teammates that co-signed on it, like for him, like talking about Fox, that they didn't like Fox.
No!
I'm doing it again. Peyton. The hell? They're old and white, and I think they're the same guy. They do kind of look similar.
They look nothing alike.
They're white and have gray hair.
John Fox and Sean Payton look
nothing alike. They both coached in Denver.
Is that why I'm doing this?
I think so.
Anyway, that's a good one, Joe. Because
Dan Reeves too?
He might be. Man, shut up.
Dan Reeves.
I can't believe I did it twice. If you white, you John Fox.
Oh, boy.
Hey, reindeer games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Ellicott City and get Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Morning, fellas.
What's up, man?
Not a lot, man. Great segments.
Thank you, sir.
I respectfully give my shovel to you, Mr. Rob Long.
Okay.
For advocating for a bunch of underachieving millionaire pro athletes for video games while losing, specifically just the Ravens.
Hold on, you got to give that to me too, because I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, I give it to you because you guys keep saying video games. It's not video games, and I give the shovel to you for yesterday. I think you were the one that said. Winners don't concern themselves with their personal lives. Shohei Ohtani, who's in the World Series, who took off for paternity leave. Chris Jones, who didn't know whether or not he was going to play in a football game because he had to attend a funeral. These are personal things. If you want to take a shot at me, that's fine. But, you know, so let me ask you a question, Kevin. Did you like it when the players did the shows with us back in the day?
After work?
Yeah.
But that's where these games are.
That's where they're playing these games. They're playing these. They're playing these games after work. You didn't have a problem with that.
I mean, it's the whole point of what we talked about. They're not missing practice to go play video games. They're not missing film study to play video games. They're not, you know.
So let me get this straight, Kevin. You think the players are saying, I'm not going out and working with my position coach because I'm in the middle of this ping pong game?
You're right. They probably are saying that, Rob. I mean, for me, I'm a grown man.
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking you, Kevin. Don't get offended because you called to give me a shovel. Now you're getting offended.
Well, I took half of it. No, we don't want to fight with the regulars, but we're allowed to have disagreements with it. We're not always going to agree with everything you say.
But you're leaning on I'm a grown man when you called to give me a shovel, man. I'm just asking you, do you think that they're missing practice to play ping pong?
What if they were hanging out in the cafeteria and they thought they were in there too long, so they took lunch away from them? Hey, go find some. You can eat somewhere else. You can eat on your own time. You don't have to eat at the facility.
How do you call to give me a shovel, but then get offended because I defend myself? And how does that happen?
And again, if they did this when they went 1-3 and they turned their season around, it wasn't because you did this. This has nothing to do with it. Like, they're all going to go, hey, guys, we haven't been playing good football. You've been focusing on the damn video games. Let's play some football. Like, it's going to change?
Jeremy, how sad is it that a coaching staff or coach, whoever decided this, believes that that's what will turn the team around?
Work on clock management. Why don't you guys take away stupid things you've been doing and focus on the games and when you should call timeouts?
How about not having a Hall of Fame running back in the backfield, but give the ball twice to your tight end? You know, how about having 3-3 tie and say, no, let's go for it, not get it, and have the defense get a victory before timeout versus going into the locker room with a lead?
You know, this just happened on Sunday Night Football. Raheem Morris called Bijan Robinson the best player in football. People aren't arguing about that. You can feel that way. If he's the best player in football and your biggest down when it was fourth down and you needed to get it, why isn't he on the field? If he's the best player, it doesn't mean you got to give him the ball. Why isn't he a threat out there?
Yeah.
If Derrick Henry's out there, they got to look at him and go, well, if he gets the ball, we got to be coming forward.
And if Derrick Henry's out there, you're inside the five, guess what he got to do? He's got to get the ball.
Yes.
Guy scored over 100 touchdowns in his career. If you want to tush push, give it to Derrick Henry to tush push him. If you want to have a direct snap to a position player, have it to Derrick Henry.
How funny would it be if Bisciotti came down and said, I don't think the coaches are getting it done. I'm taking away all your exercise equipment when you guys come in and you want to get on the treadmill and taking the TVs out of there. You guys got to do more studying. Like, they're grown men. This has nothing to do with anything unless they're missing practice. They're missing film study because they're playing games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.